An effort to develop a dog park in the largest city in western Massachusetts is moving forward, with advocates hoping to secure money for a feasibility study. An ad hoc committee of the Springfield City Council is planning to apply for $75,000 through the Community Preservation Act to identify a possible location for a dog park, estimate the cost to construct it, and also measure community support for a place where dogs could exercise and socialize off-leash. Noticing the popularity of dog parks in places like East Longmeadow, Agawam, Northampton, and Holyoke, City Councilor Orlando Ramos created the Dog Park Committee when he was council president in 2018. He now chairs the committee.
Well, it's a process. It's not just a matter of construction of a dog park wherever we want. It's a fairly long process.
The ad hoc committee consists of several dog owners and representatives from the city's Parks Department, Animal Control Operations, and Health Department.
And we're bringing everyone into the same room to figure out what works best.
Ramos said several possible sites for a dog park in Springfield have been discussed by the committee, but there's been no consensus reached.
Well, ideally, we would love to use land that the city already owns. That would make it a lot easier. If that's not something that is feasible and the study comes back that is not feasible, then we'll look at to getting some land donated, possibly. But that's something that will be determined through the feasibility study.
Based on preliminary applications submitted in March, the dog park committees will be one of more than two dozen requests for funding this year through the Springfield Community Preservation Act. There is an estimated $1.6 million available in the fund, according to Community Preservation Committee Chairman Bob McCarroll.
We set a max that we don't give any one project in any one funding cycle more than $250,000. So we do have a cap.
Applications for this year's round of CPA funding were due to be dropped off at City Hall or mailed by Friday.
Last year, we had requests that were three times the amount that we had to recommend to City Council. I'm thinking that this year we may be even higher than that.
McCarroll said meetings will be held with the applicants in May and June, and the committee will begin its deliberations in July.
And I would hope that we would have recommendations to City Council by September, or in September.
The funds for the Community Preservation Act come from a surcharge on local property tax bills. There is also money distributed to participating municipalities statewide from fees collected by the Registry of Deeds. To be eligible for funding, projects must involve creating or retaining open space and recreation land, historic preservation, or community housing. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.